This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Looking forward to another hour brought to you today by Patriot Mobile. Have you made the switch yet? Why would you write checks to people who use your money to do things you don't agree with? That's what those big woke mobile providers do. Not so much with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile loves you, loves America. Shares your values. That's the kind of company to support. You get free activation now with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Free activation. Plus some really good deals for veterans, first responders, multi-line discounts there. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. And by the way, they share the same towers as all the major carriers. 100% U.S.-based customer support team. Their customer support is phenomenal. They make all of this easy for you. So you're like, I don't want to switch. It's a hassle. Trust me. They do it for you. It's so easy. It's fantastic. 972-PATRIOT. Call them at 972-PATRIOT. Online at patriotmobile.com. patriotmobile.com/flag family. I promise to leave you in good hands when I'm off on What's on Your Mind. Tomorrow, Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, and Kevin K-Fly Flynn right here. Then Wednesday, Jason Bohr. Round out the week with Jason Lewis, Thursday and Friday. Next week, Chris Berg is here for 2 days. Ed Schaefer for 2 days. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council and North Dakota Commerce Commissioner. James Lamont. So there you go. Go to it, guys. Have fun. Treat them well, listeners. Busy hour this hour. We're going to talk about South Dakota. Governor Kristi Noem. Primary tomorrow there. Taffy Howard, she's running against Dusty Johnson, will join us. And right now, another one of our big ideas series. We offered this up because we can't get to all the legislative candidates. There's primary battles. There's things going on. We just said, bring us a big idea. We'll get you on. And Senator Jessica Bell does just that today by joining us on the program. Senator Bell, thanks for the time. How are you?
Hey, Scott, I'm doing great today. And Og Morgan, if we're going to be showing off our Norwegian-speaking skills, not that I've got a great accent there, but I know a little bit here and there. It was fun to listen to the listeners earlier today.
Wasn't it? I know, it's so marvelous. It's great. And you said what, good morning, probably?
Yes, I did.
See, I'm getting better at my translation, too.
Yes, well, you're going to need it next week.
Somebody texted and they said, you don't need to go over there and speak Norwegian. They speak perfect English. They do, actually. I'm always amazed. They're great hosts. They speak wonderful English. And so I was actually on the phone with one of the hotels over the weekend. And, you know, we had a fine conversation. And then I handed the phone to Carol Juven. And then it was like, you know, some sort of sparks were flying because they were going a little slower for me. But they speak. Have you been there before, Jessica?
I have not been before, but I have some Norwegian friends, and I will say I think they speak English better than I do, so I think you'll be in good hands when you're over there visiting, but I hear it's beautiful someday.
They're really good at it, for sure. Well, a few minutes with you today to talk about a big idea, and, you know, the big idea certainly was for the lignite industry last session and became law to say, let's recognize the attack that's happening nationally, and let's change our footing accordingly. And that certainly worked very well. We know to help with Coal Creek Station as an example and save those jobs. So what do you do for an encore, Jessica?
Well, the encore, I think, is something that we tried last legislative session that we made a little bit of progress on, but not nearly as much as we would like. And that has to do with reliability and resiliency. When we talk about reliability and resiliency at the state level and at the national level, and then within the regional transmission operators like MISO and SPP that operate our grids here in North Dakota, we often get this finger pointing that ends up going in a circular motion. So the regional transmission operators say that they are policy takers. They're not policy makers. And so they look to the state for the different types of policies that they're supposed to implement into their planning as they look to the future, which impacts different things like the type of capacity requirements that they have and the amount of renewable and intermittent energy that they let onto the system. And we've found that saturation point here in North Dakota, which we've all talked a lot about. We've got a lot of energy production here and not as much transmission as we would need to get all of that out. And so what we're trying to do is make sure that we are sending the right policy message to our regional transmission operators, who are also federally regulated by FERC, because we've got states adjacent to us like Minnesota who have these renewable energy mandates in place. And what we're saying is we want to make sure that we've got reliable and resilient power. And one of the things that we heard last session so often was we don't have reliability issues here in the north. MISO and SPP are doing just fine, even though during Storm Uri last year, we saw some intermittent power disruptions here in North Dakota, specifically in SPP. It didn't touch us up here in MISO, but other parts of MISO did struggle. But then if we fast forward a year here to April of this year, MISO held their capacity market. So to give a little perspective, last year's MISO capacity market was about $5 per megawatt per day. Now, this year in April, that jumped to $236.66 per megawatt. And if you take a look at Utility Dive, the headline is capacity prices jump across MISO's central and northern regions, driven by supply shortfall. So I don't think that the conversation is going to revolve around, we don't have a problem here. We now have to admit that there is a reliability issue when you've got a capacity market looking the way that it does. We know we have to do something. And so that's what we're working on. I chair the Interim Energy Development and Transmission Committee, and we're taking a look at what it is that the state can do from this big idea perspective to come up with really a solution to this reliability issue.
You know, this is something I actually spoke with the president of XL Energy about. He said, how do you guys exactly expect to be carbon-free by 2030? Well, Scott, it's aspirational. It has to be reliable. You know, the resiliency would have to be there, and it has to be affordable. And I looked at him, and I'm like, so in other words, it's not going to happen. But they have these big, grand goals, and I think that what you've just described here, Senator Bell, would be a perfect way to awaken these companies to the fact that, look, if you can't tell us the reliability is going to be, the resilience to there, then come up with a more realistic track, you know, because most of these goals are pretty aspirational. I mean, this would be a national model to expose what's going on here, would it not?
Absolutely. And we've been working with states like Wyoming and Texas to try and figure out exactly what that model looks like. Now, Wyoming has done some really big things in the past, and we've tried to replicate some of that here in North Dakota. We're a little different since we've got both SPP and MISO, so two different RTOs make it a little more complicated. Plus, we've got the co-op system and the investor-owned utility system, and they, of course, all manage their assets differently. One's regulated by the PSC, one's internally regulated by their members with the co-ops, and so we're trying to find a way that we can send a signal to MISO saying we value reliability here. One way that we did that last session was allowed the PSC to consider reliability when shutting down any type of energy producing facility. And that was a really great tool, but we need some more tools for them to be able to say, no, we reject these renewable mandates from other states, and we value reliability here. And trying to write that into the code for a utility system that's not actually regulated by the state, and for our investor-owned utilities who are trying to make their shareholders happy, is really a difficult needle to thread. But I think there's a way that we can do it, and I'm looking forward to taking a bit of a deeper dive in the next Energy Development and Transmission Committee meeting, so that we can try and work out some of those issues. We need to provide some protections for our utilities, because they're the ones, you know, they're vertically integrated, so they produce the power and they sell the power to their residents. And sometimes their residents don't live here. And so that's when you get into these discussions like ESG and carbon capture, because we need to make sure, just like with our agricultural products, that we're producing a product that other people want to buy.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Reality has to, you know, rear its head at some point here. And glad you're doing what you're doing. Another in our Big Ideas series with North Dakota legislative candidates, including today's Senator Jessica Bell, on the ballot 1 week from Tuesday in a primary battle in that race. Thank you so much, Jessica. Appreciate it. More after that.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA. From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Norwegian music. This is Norwegian Wood by the Beatles. Oh, there we go. You got that in one note? Mean not so much. 20 past 10 on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Another point we could have tackled with Jessica Bell. How about this? Coal plant retirements. Incredible amount. 2015 to 2020, there were 11 gigawatts retired per year. Okay? On average. 2021, 4.6. 2022, 12.6 gigawatts. So this year alone, so you need to think about reliability when they're taking that much amount of coal power offline.
Oh.
Incredible.
Unreal, really.
Another texter with a question. Of course, these come in after. I'm sorry, but California sets its own emission standards for cars. Why can't North Dakota set its own emission standards for power plants and keeping them using coal?
I think California they go beyond the federal deals of it or whatever. California's like their own world. And they still have the worst air quality in the country with all the efforts they've made. So how's that work?
Petroserve USA home cook and grab and go convenience today. Valley City, meatloaf or scalloped potatoes on special, Salisbury steak in Harwood, chicken pot pie or beef hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken fettuccine, 12th and I-29, chicken Alfredo, Glendon, chicken fettuccine in Euland. Petroserve USA home cooking, grab and go convenience. Paul in Lake Park, quick question, and then we're doing speed dating on candidates today. Taffy Howard next, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem coming up. Tell me what's on your mind quickly, Paul.
Speaking of speed, why did you take Markley Van Camp and Robin Show off? Those guys were highly entertaining. Jimbo Hannon is not.
Paul, we're on four different stations right now, so to sit there and talk about individual shows, and also, we're not on WDAY. You're talking about a WDAY show. So here's what I'd suggest you do. Call us on one of the local programs. If you call, we'll talk about this between 8:30 and 9. Just hard to do when we're on a statewide network right now, but certainly willing to answer your questions, and I appreciate the call from beautiful Lake Park, Minnesota. Taffy Howard on the ballot. South Dakotans vote tomorrow in the primary. Thanks for taking some time with us, Taffy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Taffy is running against an incumbent, Dusty Johnson, Republican from South Dakota, and a lot of folks watching this race because why? What's your biggest concern with Dusty Johnson, Taffy?
Well, because he claims to be a conservative, and he's not. He's not he's not representing South Dakota. So the big takeaway for people in this race is, do you want more of the same in D.C., or do you want actual change? Do you want someone who will fight for what we believe in and the conservative values that we know made this country great? My opponent voted to keep Liz Cheney in leadership and called her a strong conservative voice after she voted to impeach Trump. He votes for massive spending, more than $5.2 trillion, which if you compare that to actual conservatives like Thomas Massie and Andy Biggs, that's more than three times as much. If you compare him to Rand Paul, it's almost nine times as much. He is one of the reasons we are seeing the inflation that we're seeing. So I tell people, you can either have more of the same, or you can elect someone who will fight for South Dakota values.
Tell us about yourself, Taffy, your story.
Yep. Well, I'm an Air Force veteran. My mom was in the Army, and she inspired me to serve. But after my time in the Air Force, I got out, became a stay-at-home mom. We homeschooled our boys when they were raised and grown and gone. I ran for the state house because I was so frustrated at the time with the tax increases that our legislature had passed 7 and 8 years ago. So I ran for that, been there 6 years. I'm vice chair of House Appropriations. And that's where I fight for, you know, Reagan once said, man is not free unless government is limited. And as a Republican, as a conservative Republican, I believe that's true. And that's what I fight for. Our platform is a limited government platform. Our problem is we keep electing rhinos who abandon us when they get to D.C. So,
and day one, what's the first thing you do?
Oh, my goodness, there's so many things. But, you know, we're an ag state. So, number one, we have to focus on our ranchers, focus on mandatory country of origin labeling, breaking up the monopoly of the meat packers. We have to get on track fiscally, so that has to be a top priority. But I guess also probably number one is securing our borders. I mean, I go after him on that. He voted to overrule Trump on building the walls. Three times he voted against Trump. So we have to secure our borders. We're being invaded at the southern border, and nothing should be getting done in D.C. until that is taken care of.
Texter says, Taffy is a Christian first. She's pro-family, and she's a Trump fan, and called for a Biden impeachment. Fiscally strong. God bless Taffy Howard's candidacy. What do you say about that?
Well, thank you. Who said that?
A South Dakota listener said that.
Well, that's awesome. I'll take that all day long. Yeah, my opponent never supported Trump. Our state voted 2-1 for him. I may not agree with all of his tweets, but I don't care. What I care about is people's policies. I care about how they vote. And his policies were great, especially for the military. And I will say this, he made some changes. Our military is being pushed in a woke direction. My opponent, not only did he vote for red flag gun confiscation for our military, he voted for drafting our daughters. Our military is going to have gender advisors. I want people to know that. They're going to have gender advisors because of the vote that my opponent took. A climate agenda is being pushed on our military. So Trump made inroads into putting a stop to that. But as soon as Biden got back in, that came roaring back. And I could tell you so many anecdotal stories because our son is now serving. My husband still works out at the base at Ellsworth. So that is back. Full speed ahead, they're pushing this agenda on our military. They're actively trying to get conservatives out of our military. And my opponent either doesn't have a clue or he's ignoring it. Either one is horrendous for our country and for our military. So that is a huge reason I'm running as well, because I see what's happening in our military. And they have to have leaders who have their back. After Afghanistan last fall, when we lost 13 of our best and our bravest, again, D.C. should have shut down until Milley and Blinken and Austin all resigned. And when they didn't have the integrity to resign, we should have made sure they were fired.
Texter says, Scott, I emailed Dusty Johnson Thursday asking why he's supporting defending Liz Cheney. No answer yet. So he might be waiting a while, huh, this listener?
Right. Yeah, I don't think he wants to answer that right now. So
Taffy Howard is running against Dusty Johnson on the ballot. Tomorrow is the primary vote in South Dakota. Congressman Dusty Johnson, the incumbent, Taffy Howard, the challenger. If I were a South Dakota resident, which I was for a couple of years, lived in Huron, South Dakota, but that's been a while, but Taffy would be getting my vote. Thanks for the time today, Taffy. We appreciate you. Good luck in this, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. God bless. Taffy Howard versus Dusty Johnson in the at-large congressional district in South Dakota. When we come back, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, she is a challenger as well. Not much of a race, but she does. More after this.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. Or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust, Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the mostly partisan and politically motivated January 6th commission is taking to the public airwaves Thursday, a former Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police officer, Michael Fanone, who was injured during January 6th, said on Sunday that he believes most Americans are indifferent. President Biden's administration is considering dropping tariffs on Chinese goods in an effort to combat high record inflation here in the United States. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo confirmed the potential move on Sunday, saying Biden has personally asked the team to look into the issue. Tropical Storm Alex, which became the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season Sunday, headed toward Bermuda after striking Cuba and causing flooding in parts of Florida. It was centered 245 miles west of Bermuda Sunday and is a quick one, heading to the north-northeast at 28 miles per hour. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Strange Norwegian music there. I don't know.
I think Ozzy is part Norwegian.
Oh, is that the deal? Okay.
So you're going to Norway. Let's all go aboard.
Yeah, well, good point. I'll be on a few...
crazy
planes. I'll be on a few fjords.
Yes,
I'll be on ferries in fjords. You know, I can have fjords all around me, and I will be... So it's a good point. I'll be on board the ferry. Thank you, Todd. That works. Let's get Clinton Bismarck here while we wait for Governor Kristi Noem, who is also on the ballot tomorrow in South Dakota. Clinton Bismarck, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd just like to take a couple of seconds here to talk about a candidate here. I'm from District 7 in Bismarck. This is a young man that really stood out to me, and so I thought I'd like to, you know, share what I saw of him. So at our endorsing meeting here at District 7, he came as a newcomer, a young man, and introduced himself to everybody. And he was nominated to run against an incumbent legislator from our district. And so he got up, he gave his speech and looked like a, you know, kind of a nervous first-time candidate. That was cool. And he did lose narrowly. So then he was renominated against, you know, for the vacant seat out of District 7. And at this time, he got up there, and we really got to kind of see who the young man really is. So he got up, and he said, you know, I really don't have a second speech prepared. I didn't expect that. He said, but the Republican Party is full of candidates who are going to get up here and talk about economic development. He said, I want to fight for families, for values, for things that, you know, matter to people way more than just, you know, spreading the money around. You know, and I'm completely paraphrasing from memory, and I thought, yeah, I really support this kid. I like him. I say kid because, you know, I'm old. But he really resonated with the voters out of here. And from what I can tell, he is getting zero support from District 7 leadership, one of whom is still trying to run against him in the primary. But I just wanted to toot this young man's horn, Matt Heilman. He looks like a really impressive young man. I wish him success in the primary.
Glad you called, Clint. Those personal stories mean a lot to people who are weighing, you know, different races. What do I do? Where do I go? You know, the whole thing. So we can never get all the candidates on, so we never mind a shout out. You know, it's perfectly welcome to do. And before North Dakota's primary on Wednesday, we'll have plenty of time to do that. So don't be afraid to give people a shout out. Call the show. Thanks, Clint. 800-228-0550, our telephone number on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by my dentist, Dr. Jeff. Did you know that dentures are not a replacement for teeth? Anybody know that?
I did.
They're a replacement for no teeth.
Yeah, sure.
And
not even close.
My friend, Dr. Jeff, MargoDentalCare.com, will give you a complimentary, no-obligation consult on implants. got this down. Find out more at FargoDentalCare.com or call them at 298-9400, 298-9400. Waiting for Governor Kristi Noem to join us. South Dakota's primary is tomorrow. North Dakota's a week from tomorrow. Let's get you a few. We should maybe do a Norwegian song while we're waiting, because a listener has contributed to the effort. You ready for that?
Yes.
Texter says, hoping Taffy Howard can take out that puppet Dusty Johnson. He was a disgrace for South Dakota. A lot of folks are watching this race. They are watching it. I did notice last time we had Dusty Johnson on, and he's been impossible to, well, he doesn't, you know, the ones that hide, you just know. And at one point they were reaching out, hey, we'd like to be on. And he gets asked about Donald Trump, and he sort of turtles. He was soft on Trump when Trump was in office,
right.
Which is like, I mean, easiest thing to do for a Republican candidate in this part of the world, a red state like North Dakota, South Dakota, is to support Trump when he's in office. And when you hem and haw and, you know, it's not easy. So while we're waiting for the governor, how about a little Norwegian music here?
This came from a listener. It's Bork Nagar. Nagar? Nagar. I've won Andrade R.A.R. Letta Glenta.
You just absolutely butchered that. Just play the song.
No idea what that means.
Easy for you to say. That's a Swedish chef.
I do it to do it, not do. I want to want to do. Lutefisk.
Kind of a bummer of a song.
Yeah, you know, hey. You get what you get. It's that or aha. Wow. Don't they have anything happy over there?
Yeah, I want some happy Norwegian music.
Left to get into it a little bit here. No, not really. No. Just a lot of keyboards there.
How about that?
There you go.
Texter says, California, still not following law. Who gets to decide what's better? Another texter says, happy and safe travel, Scott. Thank you very much. Texter says, Scott, we certainly need more transmission lines, but please let your guests know we cannot ruin the beautiful drive like Minnesota did by running those ugly towers right along the interstate. I don't know. When you start talking about what's ugly and what's not, when it comes to commerce, you know, I have no problem with power lines along an interstate. What's the difference? Right? And when somebody starts saying it's ugly, then I start thinking, okay, when are grain bins going to be ugly, according to somebody else? And now you're going to prevent storage or any kind of outbuilding on a farm or whatever? You know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a slippery slope that worries me a little bit.
People are going to say they don't want to see cell towers, but then they look at their phone and they don't have service and they get mad. Well, you can't have it both ways. Either you have a tower and service or you don't have either one.
Texter says, can't someone just tell Minnesota if they don't like energy the way it is, go somewhere else instead of cutting our own throats in reliable energy? You just did. You just told them.
Yeah, they're not listening.
Way to go.
What?
No, exactly right.
Yeah, yelling at anything to do in St. Paul is like deaf ears.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You've given it up?
Yes. They could. They're never a personal response to any of it, especially our senatorials and our senators. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. Look at their websites, Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar. I mean, ugh.
Texter says, this is kind of a nasty gram. Doing commercials for dentures tells me everything about your listener base. Old, out of touch, one foot in the grave. Isn't this nice?
My mom's dentures. It's 33-year-old. My 33-year-old niece is getting implants as we speak, so I don't really know about that.
There you go.
That applies.
The future is with younger voters, and they're not listening to you. This listener is so out of touch, it's unbelievable. And I could prove it.
Man, no kidding.
We could prove it. We could prove it with the Nielsen ratings. We could prove it with, remember when we do the photos? Show us when you're listening, how you're listening. Give us a little selfie time.
Yep.
They come from the teenage years all the way up to, you know, you name it. So I think that's, I wonder, this person sounds like a young, bitter kind of individual. And they're listening, but then complaining they're not listening.
Apparently there can't be any young conservatives. Check it again and get back to me.
Oh, thanks for the laugh today. Yeah. Appreciate that. Texture says, did you hear about the enterprising Norwegian who built a two-story outhouse?
I did.
And he rented the first floor out to a Swede.
I heard that joke decades ago. You bet.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Nice.
Yes, exactly right.
Here's, man. Only in Lena, only in Lars. How many jokes you want? I'll be here all day. Yeah,
Texter says, I'm 35. There you go. Send me your age. Text me your age at 701-237-1590. Let's have some fun with the cranky liberal who thinks no young voters are listening to us. Wasn't it your voters, he said? Yeah. The future is with younger voters, and they're not listening to you. Okay. What's your age, ladies and gentlemen? Text it in, 701-237-1590.
It's ridiculous.
Forget the troll. I should forget the troll, but there's once in a while you gotta have a little fun with it.
You know, like Turning Point USA, like the stuff Charlie Kirk does on campuses and stuff, that's what gets me just pumped up. Seeing the numbers that are just people, just common sense young people going, wait a minute.
39.
Yeah.
39, there you go.
Doesn't make sense.
Let's find the youngest listener we can today.
Doesn't add up.
Text us, 701-237-1590.
My son's buddy Sam is 20. I know he listens. Loves it.
You know, what we've had some construction going on here at the Lake Family Headquarters. And I don't know about you, but whenever you're around construction folks or any kind, usually the music's blaring and it's like, the headbanging stuff, whatever. These are talk radio listeners.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. And, they hear things on the show they say, hey, what about this? You should get that Krusty Gnome on again. You know, they're
working.
They're working and they're giving us suggestions.
Real people.
Chad says 42 listening from Canby, Minnesota.
Very good.
There you go. Thank you. That's where my mom graduated from high school. Grandparents live 411 West 6.
Good duck hunting down that part of the state.
Another 34-year-old. I love it. Okay, they're rolling in now. Here we go. 39, 34, 47. Keep the faith, people. 34. By the way, youth is age rather is an attitude, wouldn't you say?
No doubt.
44. Plan to haul cattle today to the pasture, but gee whiz, the roads are muddy. Loving it. Thank you for that. Love the photos. 44. 22. Brandon and Fargo, 36. Thank you, Brandon and Fargo. Let's go, Brandon! Here's one from Turtle Lake, North Dakota. I'm 21. Listen to you every day in the morning when I'm in the tractor. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
21-year-old tractor driver. That's North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen. A young 69, says another. 34. I assume the cranky lib is still upset about the minimum wage not being $25 an hour and they feel cheated. They feel cheated. I'm 43, so right in the middle. My daughter is 20 and a former liberal. She grew up into a conservative real quick when she moved out and started paying her own bills and the economy tanked.
See how that works?
It's amazing how that works.
I think that's happening more often than we think.
39 years old, listening to folks like you and Rush for 20 years. God bless you. Listening with my future wife this morning. Both of us are 20. It's her birthday today. Thank you so much for that. Sure, appreciate
happy
it.
Birthday.
A 24-year-old. 58, but with the spirit of a 30-year-old. Great job, Flag family. God bless you. Thank you. Extremely patriotic 37-year-old listening in the tractor right now. Oh, are we having fun with the troll? 37 years old and listening daily from Bismarck. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we'll take a break. Governor Noem, obviously a little tied up.
That happens. She's a busy gal.
Here's a 28-year-old listening in South Dakota. Can't wait for Governor Noem. God bless you. All right, we'll do that when we come back. On What's on Your Mind. Primary day tomorrow in South Dakota. Take a quick break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. And then I must wish you farewell for a couple of weeks as I head to Norway.
How do you say get your butt out of here in Norwegian?
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 Years Strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Remcota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th in Bismarck.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
That's Norwegian. What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is 4-8 lifetime. Not only in the new Buicks and GMCs, and by the way, there are a number of 0% APR deals up, but most of those 75 plus used vehicles. Check it out. Get the details at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
45-year-old listening in Gillette, Wyoming, said, hey, boost that signal up a little bit. Todd, that one's on you.
Hey, the app sounds wonderful wherever you are.
Great point. That's
right.
I can't
believe you haven't asked me about Nora here yet.
What's the scoop with Nora?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a happy Norwegian song. I love that.
That's Nora Brockstedt. Voy, voy from back in the day.
What a deal. I love it. All right, Governor Noem is not on yet, but I have a caller from South Dakota, Travis, who wants to weigh in here. Travis, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Not worthless. He's pretty, he is worthless. My question is, and you could ask her, is Amendment C for us to vote on here tomorrow? Is we get all sorts of stuff back and forth on if we should vote on it or not. I wanted to hear her take on it. It's supposed to you know, help out the minority of, like, rural areas that their taxes raised while the cities, you know, don't get to pay their fair share of all this. You know, basically the farmers are fitting the bill for everybody else school-wise and everything else. Wanted to see what she thought on it. And then since you're going to Norway, you know, you always got to go over the good jokes. So do you know why the Norwegian Navy has barcodes on their all their ships?
I don't.
You don't? Okay, well, it's because they, when they come back into port, they can scan the Navy in.
Oh, bada boom, bada boom.
Yeah, I know.
Scan the Navy in.
Yeah, my sister lived in Norway in Stavanger for 3 years while they worked at NATO, and that joke, it's probably why they left. But,
I love it, actually. Thank you, Travis. Appreciate that very much. Oh, goodness. I'll ask Governor Uma about Amendment C, assuming we can get her scheduled. Otherwise, she might be on with Todd and Kevin tomorrow. 72 years young, says another listener, taking a load of canola to the crushing plant. Thank you.
Awesome.
14, ladies and gentlemen, says another listener. There's our youngest, 14.
Wow.
We better get that, assuming that is the youngest that's going to come in the next 3 minutes here, we better get that number and see if we can offer that person a little prize from MyPillow today. I love it. Let's see here. Same age as the two of you, which is old enough to hate commies.
Especially them Illinois communists.
There's three of us, and I think Kev's got us.
I hate Illinois commies.
57 for yours truly. Todd, you're?
58.
Kevin, you're?
Older,
yeah.
How much?
59 and holding. I heard 60's the new 40, though, so I'm going with that.
Texter says, I'm 21 and I have a question for you guys. Why does Fargo continue to move towards the left every election year? Genuinely curious as to why they're so out of touch with where the rest of the state wants to go. A couple of reasons for that. One, you know, I think the university influence, you just end up with the all the universities, all the, you know, that concentration. I think also the proximity to Minnesota. And I think, honestly, the Republican Party needs to do more to motivate those that are conservative, because the biggest threat to the Republican Party in the entire state is in Fargo because of the population base. So, no doubt about it. Grand Forks has bucked those trends pretty good, despite being a university town and having the Minnesota influence as well. But Fargo has not. You're identifying a real issue there. No doubt about it. Any other theories, guys, on why Fargo goes leftward?
I don't know. Fairy dust and, you know, unicorns to ride everywhere, apparently.
Because it's so close to Minnesota.
What I'm finding out, too, is even in Minnesota with some of my friends that are down in the Twin Cities, is it took this much ridiculousness for them to finally go, wow, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Maybe this isn't going to work. And I think more and more of that's happening. I think more and more, you know, staunch Democrats are going, yeah, you know, guys like Bill Maher, you're embarrassing me. You know, it's not sustainable. So I think they're going to see some definite decay.
Texter says, I'm 66 with no dentures.
Attaboy. Or whatever.
And by the way, the ad for FargoDentalCare.com, my dentist, Dr. Jeff, was talking about implants. You know, that is, people have all kinds of dental issues regardless of their age and end up with implants. So I think we've effectively
kiboshed that comment.
The troll.
Yeah.
Don't we? I think we've kind of, it's almost like not a fair fight anymore. Texter says, I'm 12. Oops, I mean 11. Dang phone, 112.
Fat fingers.
I just got a text from somebody 13, by the way.
Texter says, I'm 62, but I feel 10. Do I win? Yeah. So 13 is the new young one. We were looking for the youngest listener. Went from 14 to 13. Only seconds left. You send us your age before 11 today. How about this? Youngest voter and oldest voter. Youngest and oldest listener.
Ooh.
Prizes on us today. All right. So text 701-237-1590. Just do it in the next 10 minutes here, okay? 701-237-1590 with your age.
You don't have to tell you. We don't need to know your name. But youngest and oldest listener, we'll get you my pillow prize today for being good troopers. Governor Christie, we'll have to reschedule. Not sure what happened, but we had some fun in the meantime, didn't we?
Absolutely.
Todd, Kevin, here's the keys. Go to it. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right, man. Travel safe.
And I'll check in from Norway.
Yeah, you'll check in for sure.
I'll check in. I'll check in for sure. It's a little bit later over there, but we'll do it. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. And that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.